Jesus' name.
How many love Jesus today?
Amen.
Yes.
How many really love God?
Yes.
You know, I begin to realize, you know, that this world is really in some danger. Walking in dangerous places. I had so many thoughts running through my mind this last week. And one of the thoughts that ran through my mind was on this scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, was there's another scripture in the Old Testament about there was coming a day when man will call evil good and good evil. I begin to realize today, church, that we are living in those days.
Yes, we are.
You go to the Social Security Department, say you're going to get married. Well, honey, your checks going to get cut. Probably they're going to get cut because you're doing right.
Amen. That's the truth.
You go to the police department and say somebody threatened you. Half the time I'm going to tell you I can't do nothing about it. You know, this world's tipsy-turvy. You know, we don't know which way to go half the time. We don't know how to act. We don't know how to talk. Because everything offends somebody.
You got it.
Everything offends somebody. Well, let me tell you something. My flag offends somebody, I say, let them go. Oh, let them go. I love my flag. I love my country. I love the people. The scripture also says that my greater love hath no man that he laid down his life for his neighbor. Greater love. You know, I began to realize this not long ago, just years ago. What about our servicemen in fighting a war? Greater love hath no man. You know, we talk about Jesus. He said that. That was his word, not my word. The church, we're living in the evil end times that are evil. So evil that we don't know which way to go. Our people are fighting for our rights as Americans, fighting for our rights. But here we are throwing them away. Our Congress throwing them away. Our people are throwing them away. And I begin to realize, hey, look, this ain't right. It's not right. It's not right. So much injustice is coming into the world today. The Bible teaches me, he said, hey, look, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Amen, brother.
Judge not, lest ye be judged. So much judgment in the world today. Look at our Congress. They're judging one another. They're judging our president. They're not working with nobody. They're working for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're working for themselves. The Democrats against the Republicans, the Republicans against the Democrats. Preacher against preacher. Christian against Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Henry perfectly when he said they love you one minute, next minute they're ready to cut your throat. Think about it. It's true. You think about what's going on in this world today. You think about the hatred. Everybody wants to say they love. They love. Preach love. Preach love. Preach love. But yet, they call everybody else racist. Well, what is a racist person? punish one who's got racism in their heart. That's the ones who's that way. Those who see racism in everything are the racist people. I don't care if you're black, pink, purple, green, or white. I don't care what color. Racism is racism. I don't care who you are. We begin to realize today, church, that people got to live a godly life if we're going to make it into heaven.
Yes.
If we can't make it into heaven, where are we going to end up? You know, we got preachers today who don't want to preach that heaven is real. The hell is real.
Yep.
They're not preaching Jesus Christ anymore, Him crucified and risen. They want to preach something that tickles a man's ear. Amen. Church, we're not here. I'm not here to preach to tickle your ear. I'm not here to tickle your ear. I'm here to preach the good news that Jesus Christ is real.
Amen.
That He's not only real, but He wants to live within you.
Yes.
And you know, we begin to realize, Brother Rogers, that we're supposed to be seeking the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Right? Well, honey, when we get on an altar and say and find Jesus as our personal Savior, we begin to find that we can have the Holy Ghost right then.
Yes, we can.
We don't have to seek for it. It's there.
Yes, it's a gift.
Yes. He's there, people. He's there. When Jesus goes into our lives and saves our souls, what happens? The Holy Ghost comes in then, right there.
Amen. He changes.
He changes us.
That's the change that comes in our lives. The things that we go through, old habits, they say are hard to break. They are. Jesus can break them right now.
Amen.
God can break them right now.
Yes,
but we got to let Him do it. We got to allow God to do that changing. And if we're not letting God do His work, then what are we doing? We're hindering the Spirit of God.
That's
that grieves the Holy Ghost.
Come on, brother.
There's too many today grieving the Holy Ghost. They're grieving Him. Why? Because they're limiting God's work. Some say, the Holy Ghost is evil. Some say speaking in tongues is evil. Some say healing is evil. Honey, what is good? God is good.
All the time.
He wants to heal His people.
Yes.
He wants to heal their land.
Yes.
He wants to heal their bodies. He wants to heal His church. Bible says judgment begins in the house of God. What is the house of God? It's not a building.
No.
It's right here in the heart.
Yes.
It's here. It's within us.
Yes.
Man, church has got it all backwards anymore. My God. They need to learn to read the Word. Jesus. What is going on? What is going on with people today? They want you to tickle their ear and make them feel good about their sins.
Yes.
No. I don't believe in that. Church, I run people out of church because I teach the truth. And that's not a lie. That's not a lie. People don't want to hear that they are in sin. They don't want to hear that what they do may be sin. They don't want to hear the real goodness of God. But they don't want to change. They want a form of godliness and denying the power thereof.
That's God's word.
Hello?
That's His word.
they want to deny the true power of God. Yeah, there's going to be many, many people going to heaven. But I'm afraid there's going to be more enter into the kingdom of hell than enter into the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Why? Because they don't want to give up what they do. Church, they don't love themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't want to love you because they can't love themselves.
That's right.
First. I read a sign, I think it was yesterday or the day before. It says, love thy neighbor. I forgot to put as thyself. As thyself. You get to love yourself before you can love someone else.
That's right.
Hello?
Yes.
If I can't love me, I can't love you. If you can't love you, then you can't love me. Jesus loves us all. But I want to tell you something. There's also a love of you, of your country. How many love your country?
Amen.
How many love your country? Church, if I didn't love my country, I wouldn't have spent 4 years in the military just so you could have that right. Right to free speech. Amen.
Amen.
There's more to love than just saying, hey, I love you, brother. There's more to love. There's a whole lot more to it.
Yes.
Love is just being good. There's more to love.
Yes, sir.
Than going to bed with your girlfriend or your husband or whatever. There is more to love. And that's what the world teaches today. But yet they're teaching hatred right behind it. On the flip side. You know, God wants us to go to Him in prayer.
Amen.
Not to you. Pastor can't save you. Pope can't save you. Only God can.
God.
Amen,
brother. He's the only one that can. I heard a pastor one time said he was as God.
I heard a pastor say that too. It's wrong.
And it's wrong.
Yeah.
God is God. We're human. We are His creation. We are His creation. The devil was God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Amen.
The second most powerful being. But he got so he wanted God's power. He wanted to be worshipped. And people are worshiping him in spirit and in lies, not in truth. We want to worship God. Yeah. Hello?
Amen.
But somebody wants to worship something. Something. Besides God.
Worship their phones too.
They want to worship their phone. Worship TV. What I'm saying, they want to worship each other too. Well, I just want to say, I love God. I love you, dear. And I don't say much anymore. This was the first time I preached in 9 years. I didn't dress up fancy. Your name to it. Say, we've got to have $1,000 to go to church. Yeah. Honey, I'm in sweatpants and t-shirt. Throw me out? Well, that's fine. You throw Jesus out too. Hello? Throw me out, you throw Jesus out.
Amen.
He said, what you've done unto the least of my little ones, you've done unto me. Hello?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're judging one another. We're calling evil good, good evil. Look, we've got everything back. We need to get right. And now. and live it. And live it. Show the world we got something they don't have.
That's it.
The truth. Look at Jesus Christ. He said, walk in the Spirit, that is truth. That's going to sound like it. Hope y'all got a little something.
Amen. Amen.
Hope you got a little something out of it.
Amen. Sir.
You know, I mean, goodness. I didn't know what I was going to say. I want that thing. I love you. And I want to say I love each and every one of you.
Love you too, brother.
We love you. Come on, give our thanks for everything. Glory to God. Amen. An opportunity to express himself. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. Amen. Not you. Your gift will make room. Come on now. Hallelujah. God is certainly, he is good. Amen. The Bible says, blessed are the man that endureth temptation. Blessed are you if you endure temptation. Come on now.
Yes, amen.
I'm tempted, but I'm going through anyway. Come on now. You're blessed. Everybody will be tempted, but you're blessed if you endure it. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For this day that God will do great things in this place. Amen. Yes. Amen. We pray for time. It's on. Amen. After one. Amen. Amen. The woman of God can come. Amen. Come on, give God thanks. You can come. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for her. Amen.